I can do, ha!
You're not supposed to be happy. It's the month of Muharram.
Be quiet, Tango.
I do wish you two would stop squabbling. We've got a school project to work on.
A presentation explaining the true meaning behind Muharram. It's due soon.
Relax. The project's gonna be a piece of cake.
And how exactly is this going to be easy? Teacher is going to know if you just copy and paste from the internet like you did last time.
Yeah, well, this time I've got a plan.
What plan?
We'll just ask a bunch of oldies what they think and write it down.
Who should we ask?
I don't know. Uncle Scott? He's been going to majlises all his life. He's gotta know a thing or two about Muharram.
Ach, what a load of...
Salaam alaikum, Uncle Scott!
Walaikum salam, lads and ladette. What can I do for you, wee little ones?
We have a school project where we have to do a presentation on the true meaning of Muharram.
Muharram, eh? Karbala, Ashura, and the supreme sacrifice of Imam Hussein. Well, you came to the right place. Sit down, I'll tell you all about it. Now, who can tell me what happened in Muharram over 1,000 years ago?
Imam Hussein and his companions were martyred in the desert of Karbala.
Right you are, little Tango.
But what does martyred mean?
It means they were killed in a terrible way. That's why we cry. Muharram is about mourning.
What's mourning?
It's the time you wake up for school in the morning.
No, not that mourning. Mourning means when you cry after someone dear to you dies or is killed.
Oh, like when Uncle Marhum died and we all went to the funeral and we were all wearing black.
Hey, like that. Imam Hussein is very dear to us. He was the grandson of the Holy Prophet and he loved him very much. And cause the Prophet loved him, we love him too. But the tyrannical Yazid and his soldiers killed Imam Hussein while he was thirsty. That's why we put on black clothes and we recite poetry and we remind ourselves of how tragic it was and to keep the memory of his sacrifice alive in our hearts. That's what Muharram is all about. Now get out. I've got television to watch.
So, Muharram is about crying and wearing black.
Well, that's hardly enough to base the entire project on.
Hey, look! It's that newsman from the TV!
Reporter Mike? He must be doing a news report on the Muharram ceremonies. Hey, why don't we ask him?
It's worth a shot. He's been doing news reports on Muharram for years. He must have lots of information about it.
And so, year in, year out, the devotees of Imam Hussein continue to show their reverence for the great sacrifice of Imam Hussein here in Biskistan and across the world. I'm Reporter Mike with Biscuit News.
Hey, Reporter Mike!
Oh, children, how invigorating.
Excuse me, sir. We have a school project about the true meaning behind Muharram. Could you tell us a little bit about...
Listen, I'm probably not the best person to ask about this.
You gotta know something about it.
Fine. You want to hear it? Here it goes. All year round, I listen to haram music, don't pray my prayers on time, and commit all manner of sins which I can't even tell you because you're too young to understand the methods of escaping the dreary, sullen, and mundane realities of life, albeit for a moment or two. Muharram and Ramadan are 2 months where I give my sinful ways a break, cut out the haram habits, and try to be a little bit better. Now, if you'll excuse me...
That was weird.
Well, I suppose we could say that Muharram is a time for spiritual upliftment.
That makes no sense. What's the point of spiritual upliftment if it's only for a month or two?
Who should we ask next?
Oh, I know! Let's ask Nana!
Muharram is all about decorating the holy symbols.
Symbols?
They are the symbols of Imam Hussein. This one represents the flag of Imam Hussein, al-Islam. And this one represents Hazrat Abbas al-Islam, whose hands were cut off by the villains when he was trying to bring water for the children. And then the horse comes out.
Horse?
Yes, it represents the white horse of Imam Hussein. His name was Zuljana. When I see these symbols, I get reminded about Imam Hussein. So every year, I take out these symbols and I put flowers on them. And the most important thing about Muharram is reciting Nohas.
Nohas?
It is like a sad song about Karbala. We call them Nohas or Latmiyas. Sajjad mein Zainab hu, mere sar piri da koi nahi, bazaari jafa.
None of that was beautiful. What does it mean?
Sayyida Zainab was the dear sister of Imam Hussein. After Imam Hussein al-Islam was killed, she was very alone and had nobody to complain to except her nephew, Imam Sajjad. In this Noha, she is saying how alone and sad she is because the enemies snatched away their hijabs and paraded them in the streets as though they were common criminals. It is so sad that the family of the Prophet was treated in this way.
Thank you, Nana. That's a great help.
Run along now, children.
But Ghosty, did Sayyida Zainab really sing that Noha?
Of course not, Tango. Poetry like that just helps us to imagine what it must have been like for them in Karbala.
I think it's kind of weird how she puts flowers around those symbols.
Oh, and did Imam Hussein's flag really have a picture of a hand on it?
I don't think so, Tango. Uncle Saffron said his flag didn't have pictures on it, but Arabic words.
Then why do we have these as symbols?
Shh! That's her connection to Muharram. We shouldn't attack her sentiments.
The ghosty, it's historically inaccurate.
There's no point in upsetting her. I'm starting to think everyone sees Muharram in a different way.
Let's ask Mr. Sibyl what he thinks.
Well, salam alaikum, kids.
Wa alaikum salam,
Mr. Sibyl, we're doing a project for school and have to find out about the true meaning behind Muharram. Could you tell us your thoughts?
No, I guess so. So, Muharram is a sacred month of the Islamic calendar.
We know all that, dude. Just tell us the real deal.
Basically, it's about lectures.
Lectures.
Yeah, you'll see, Muharram is a month where people's knowledge of Islam increases because they go to the majlis and you listen to the lecture of the scholar so you get to understand more.
More about what exactly?
No, I don't know. Whatever the scholar's talking about. Usually akhlaq, history, nice, safe, no politics, you know. You get to learn about spirituality. Our religion ain't just about physical health. It's about spiritual health, too. So I guess you could say Muharram is about health and safety. That's right. See you kids later.
Health and safety.
I feel like we would have been better off just copying and pasting from the internet.
Why don't we try asking the pair?
Ugh.
Muharram is about food.
Food?
Food. Lots of people having majlises means lots of free food being served.
Yes, but we were just wondering if there was a deeper meaning behind...
Haleem. Oh God, the Haleem. Chicken tikka Bombay biryani and halal pepperoni pizza, and one majlis gives this amazing meat curry. On Nana's majlis, she always serves her famous chicken burgers. Oh, yeah. The food. And Bushkistan Masjid always gives dal. Muharram is about food.
This is pointless.
No, this is good. We can say that the communities generously feed others. It's lots of ajr and divine reward to feed others, isn't it?
I like food!
There's something really wrong about all this.
What do you mean?
For over 1,000 years, we've been commemorating Muharram, wearing black, crying, spiritually uplifting ourselves, holding up flags, reciting poetry, listening to lectures, and feeding people. But not one of these oldies was able to give us a straight answer about why we do all these things. None of these things can be the true meaning behind Muharram.
You're right. It's almost like a conspiracy or something. There's only one thing for it. Let's explain to Uncle Saffron that we can't do the project without his help.
He's a scholar, a Maulana. If he can't help us, who can?
Yeah, If we want to know the truth, we gotta go right to the source.
Now get out.